Today is the first day of a recommended curfew in Boston. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is asking city residents to return home each day, if they go out at all, by 9 p.m. It's the latest effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus, as Mayor Walsh warns of a surge in cases that could be coming. For the latest locally, we turn this morning to WBUR's Callum Borchers, who joins us now on Morning Edition. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's take a look at the mayor's prediction that the surge is coming soon. What's he looking at?
Well, he's looking at the city's biggest single-day jump in reported cases yesterday. There were 259 new cases reported, which amounts to a 16% increase in just one day. And Walsh is saying this isn't a fluke. In fact, he says this is the beginning of a surge in new cases. And so he's asking residents to abide by the 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew that you just mentioned, Bob, in addition to existing recommendations on physical distancing and avoiding large gatherings. And he's framing the situation in pretty stark terms.
If people pay attention to those rules and guidelines, then we might be able to have cookouts this summer. If you don't pay attention to these guidelines, then what's going to happen is that we won't have a summer, quite honestly, because it is about stopping the spread of the virus.
So he's saying summer itself is at stake here, Bob. I mean, the warning is that the coronavirus could linger for several more months if people aren't willing to make sacrifices now.
And so I imagine, Cal, that message is especially important today and tomorrow, because both days to start this week, we're supposed to have spring-like sunny days and in the 60s, so people might be tempted to congregate out in the open at parks and beaches.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the concern. And I think that's why Boston is closing the tennis, basketball, and street hockey courts in its city parks, and the parking lots at state-run beaches are closed, too.
Another change that came from Mayor Walsh yesterday is his recommendation people wear some kind of face covering when they leave the house, which matches the new guidelines from the CDC. What are state officials saying about that?
Well, they're saying the same thing. And you know what's changed here is that there's this new heightened concern about people who may be carrying the coronavirus but don't know it yet because they're not showing symptoms. People probably remember that public health officials have been saying for weeks now that unless you're wearing one of those advanced N95 masks, a mask doesn't really offer much protection if you happen to step into a cloud of droplets from someone who's just sneezed, let's say. However, the new advisory is based on the idea that if you are the sneezer and are carrying the virus without knowing it, a mask on your face could help prevent or at least shrink your cloud of droplets. And Governor Charlie Baker says he thinks that this revised guidance is smart.
If you're going to be in a place where you don't believe you have the ability to do the other recommended issues associated with distancing and hygiene, that you should consider wearing a mask to protect you and others. I think that's perfectly reasonable guidance, yeah.
Yeah, protecting others is the key there, Bob. And it's worth noting, too, that those N95 masks I mentioned earlier are still badly needed for medical professionals. And so health officials are asking the rest of us to leave those for the people who need them most and to use something more low-tech and available.
We know that hospitals have been in need of more ventilators to treat coronavirus patients, and the governor is concerned about what the state has received.
Yeah, he's worried because Massachusetts, he said yesterday, has received only 100 from the National Equipment Supply. I mean, that's nowhere near the 1,400 that the state has requested. The governor said he didn't expect to receive them all at once, but he had anticipated getting about 1,000 by now. So these deliveries are far behind schedule, Bob.
Nursing homes in the state. Coronavirus cases ticking up among patients in nursing homes, Cal.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at least 20 nursing home patients have died from COVID-19 in the past week. Public health officials have long said that seniors and people with underlying health conditions are at a higher risk. And of course, nursing home patients often fall into one or both of those categories. We've seen outbreaks at facilities in Worcester, Wilmington, and Holyoke. And many nursing homes are now isolating patients to try to stop the spread. But you can imagine the strain that puts on resources, Bob. In fact, the Massachusetts Senior Care Association is estimating that this additional cost to nursing homes is going to be around $287 million. So the group is asking the state to help cover that by using some of the roughly $1 billion in new Medicaid funding that it got from the coronavirus stimulus package.
State prisons. We were watching last week as coronavirus cases rose in state prisons. What's the latest this morning on that?
The latest is that all state prisons are now in lockdown, Bob. I mean, this comes after a third inmate died over the weekend. All three of those who've died were incarcerated at the Massachusetts Treatment Center in Bridgewater, which has the highest number of confirmed COVID-19 cases among staff and prisoners of any facility in the state. And the Department of Correction is saying the latest prisoner who died was a man in his 60s who had underlying health issues. And the department also says that he was immediately quarantined after developing symptoms. But the concerns remain high enough that some prisoners are eligible for release under a Supreme Judicial Court ruling from Friday.
All right, we'll watch that and all the rest that's coming up. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thanks very much.
Glad to be with you, Bob.